Hey, awesome ones, I'm Bill.
And I'm Heather, and hey, welcome to the Awesome Over 50 Show. So whether you live in a warm climate or a snowy cold climate like we do, we want to talk about 10 things you can do for this holiday season.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And we've already done something great. Well, we've done a few great things. And last weekend, we went to an outdoor Christmas market. And It was kind of also like a Christmas festival, right?
Yeah, festival, market. I think it's really interchangeable because some of these markets are very festive.
And here we are. We're freezing. There's lots of snow out there. And there's a Ferris wheel. It's like, what?
You know, I love the outdoor festivals or markets. I especially love it in the cold weather. And that might sound weird, but there's just something about seeing your breath and getting a hot cider or a hot cup of chocolate or a hot chocolate. You know, it's just, I don't know, I just love it.
And there were all kinds of outdoor warming stations where they had little bonfires and things mm-hmm. like that. And, you know, people would get warmed up by the fire. And it was really something. I really, really enjoyed it.
I think there's a little bit of, whether we realize it subconsciously or consciously, there's a little bit of nostalgia there of the way we think Christmases should have been or were back in history.
Sure.
You know, anyways,
sure.
I'm going into another realm here.
Well, where we were, it was in Toronto in the Distillery District, and there were no cars around. So you're right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great big 70-foot Christmas tree. People are just, there's Christmas music going on over the speakers. People are milling about and taking, you know, hey, can I help you take that picture of you? And it was just such a friendly atmosphere.
Yeah.
You're right. It was like really
Well, it was
times.
Cobblestone streets, Heather.
Yeah,
and
true.
The buildings were from the mid-1800s.
Yeah.
I know there's been some renovations, obviously, over the years, but, I mean, you just blink and you're back in that time period.
And then there were those little white huts that they have with all the crafts and the goodies. They were making crepes. They were having, like you said, hot chocolate. Candles were being sold. And as a matter of fact,
and you're buying local.
Yeah, and also we did a video on it, and it was called Outdoor Fun or something like that, and it's at awesomeover50.com.
Yeah,
if anybody wants this, you know, it's one thing to do it over a podcast, and we're just trying to tell you 10 things to do, and you maybe not be able to visualize it, but certainly check that out, and I think you'll enjoy that video. So number two is have some fun and put a little whimsy into your Christmas season. And what I mean by that is, you know, the crazy Christmas sweater. It's becoming more and more popular. And I think the crazier the sweater and the crazier the Christmas socks, the better.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you kind of get into that kind of goofy, but yet fun.
Yeah. And you know, even the dog, like, kind of a crazy little Christmas thing that we put on them. And I think there's got to be a touch of whimsy. And I know a lot of people, they deck their halls and it's, oh, absolutely perfect. And yet, you know, here we are, we've got all kinds of things with little hats on them and whimsical things. And it just makes you smile, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
It really does. All right. So number three is, hey, if there's a time to get glammed up, and what happens with guys? Do they get studded up?
Pardon?
We get glammed up. What do you guys get? Handsomed up? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the term.
All right.
Cleaned up well.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, I don't get in trouble for studded up. I guess
we right. clean up really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the time to clean up good, you know, to for the women and for a lot of women that are over 50, hey, put on that party dress, you know, put on that smoky eye makeup, do up your hair, because this is the time. This is the time to say yes to the parties and maybe yes to the New Year's Eve party that you've been invited to. And
even,
there's something about it.
And
right?
even, Heather, it doesn't have to be the gala or the part Christmas party or the New Year's party. Sometimes you and I, we just get all dolled up and we head out on a Friday night and go have dinner. And
true.
And maybe, you know, you take in some type of theater show and it just feels so good.
There are so many things going on during the Christmas season and the holiday season and the New Year's season. And you're absolutely right.
And you know? Even if you live in an area that is not, like, let's say a huge cosmopolitan area. I mean, we ran into a couple people the other day that came down and stayed in Toronto for the long weekend and had a great time.
Yeah, they were staying at a hotel and this is their special trip to come down here. So, yeah, you know what? That's what I want to say is get glammed up a little bit and enjoy the parties and don't say no to everything. Go ahead and enjoy them. Number four, now maybe this is kind of for a colder climate, but go skating.
Yeah, but not even a colder climate. Let's face it, there's so many ice rinks now, indoor ice rinks, you know, and everywhere, like from Arizona to you name it.
True.
You don't have
hockey
to be.
Rinks, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who thought of seeing, you know, hockey teams down in the
true.
South, but... Well, now you can, thanks to refrigeration.
and it's fun to go skating. I mean, if you can't skate and you go with a significant other, well, they'll help to hold you up, or maybe you'll help to hold them up. And again, you're getting the hot chocolate, and it's just a really fun day out. And if you don't have skates, a lot of these places, they rent skates. It's like bowling, you know? Like,
I was just going to say that.
Not everybody has bowling shoes, but you just rent them for the day, and away you go. So, you know, that's another. No, we're on number five already. And number five is make up a new festive drink. Now, this could be maybe an alcoholic drink, or maybe it's just some festive drink that there's so many out there. I mean, with Starbucks and a lot of the coffee places, they had those pumpkin spice ones out in the fall.
Yeah, for the fall, yeah.
And now they've got out these peppermint mochaccino things. and I make those up myself. You know, sometimes I put a shot of Bailey's in them, mm-hmm. but there's nice, and then hot toddies made with a mulled wine. Or, you know, there's all kinds of nice, warm, festive drinks. And when somebody comes over, you can say, hey, you know, I got this new thing that I'm making right now, whether it has alcohol in it or it doesn't. It's just a nice thing to have on hand.
And sometimes it's great to come up with kind of festive names to these drinks that may be the same throughout the whole year. But you give it a festive name, maybe put it in a... I don't know, a festive type glass, mm-hmm. and it just changes everything.
Yeah. Well, like with a mulled wine, I would put those cinnamon sticks in it. Just adds a little bit more. When I make a hot chocolate, I usually put a peppermint candy cane in there, and it's just a little bit fun. And you know what? Even if you have the Santa Claus mugs, I know we don't want to have all kinds of things in our kitchen, but sometimes this time of year, it's kind of fun to have a Santa mug. All right, so number six, this is the time for the pop-ins. The people will pop in, and we just had that happen 2 weeks ago where, like, all of a sudden there's six people that are hungry for dinner,
mm-hmm.
and it was our kids and their significant others, but they weren't really, you know, coming over for dinner. But we were 4.5 hours later, we're still just yakking with each other. And I said, hey, what if I go out to the corner store? It's a corner, it's called meat. It's a meat place and a vegetable place. And I'll get some chicken wings and I'll make up some chicken wings and we'll have some celery. And
mm-hmm.
and that's the kind of thing that if you have a store that's around the corner and you can make these kind of snacky things, everybody enjoys it.
So you're calling this the pop-in.
Mm-hmm.
For number six. But I guess
it's about having food for the pop-in. That's, I mean, it's tips, right, that we're giving people for
right.
the holidays.
Okay.
So it's about having food on hand, or maybe you know at the corner mm-hmm. meat store or whatever, you could grab some chicken wings. Or what I have, and I'm guilty of it, but they're really good, is I have the hors d'oeuvres, the frozen hors d'oeuvres ready to go. And we just had some tonight, as
we
a
did.
Matter of fact. Yeah. Where it's just like we were really busy, and I said, you know what? I'm going to make some of these hors d'oeuvres and slice
great.
Up some tomatoes and that's and we had some leftovers from yesterday. And again, when people do the pop-ins, which they will, make sure that you do have some frozen and some ideas on hand. So, you know, you don't want to make a turkey. No. You just want to do something that's mm-hmm. ready in 10 or 15 minutes. So number seven, this reminds me of when I was a little girl. And that was when my mom would take me to the big city and I would look in the windows of the big department stores.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I remember too. I wasn't a little girl, but as a little boy, I
remember. Do you remember the little train in the, yeah. in the big store? Yeah. And you'd go on this little train and then it would end up at Santa's village.
Yeah. But getting back to those windows, I was just in awe of how they could put those together. You know, it was just, there was so much going on. It was like a little village.
Yeah, a little Santa's village, really.
Yeah, but there was just so many little things moving and coming in and out of doors and going on miniature trains. And it was like, wow.
And right now, we just looked at the windows done by FAO Swartz. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you pronounce it. And they're just amazing. I mean, what they can do now, they're probably all computerized and everything, you know, and they're just beautiful. So even at our age now, we're enjoying the windows.
Oh, for sure.
So number eight. Now, this is a weird one, but it is a holiday tip. Bake some cookies. Now, in 20 years, I've never baked cookies. And then we decided...
And it showed, Heather.
Yeah. No, we decided to do a video last year. And I went, okay, you know, buy up this stuff. We'll bake some cookies. And now my two daughters are like, when are we baking cookies? It's become a tradition. And we don't have grandchildren yet. But, you know, I guess it's about time that I started baking some cookies. I've got all the little cutouts to make gingerbread men now. I mean, you know, even if you don't do the whole recipes yourself, you can still buy some of the things in the frozen section, you know, like Poppin' Fresh or whatever they are, where you can make chocolate chip cookies or sugar cookies and just everybody just chips in.
I got to say it, again, we did a video on that and it was actually kind of fun because, like you said, you hadn't made cookies in ages and I mean, it kind of showed, but it was still, you know, just the look of them, you know, the little Christmas tree cookies and the gingerbread cookies and
well,
I don't know.
The tip is make sure that they're really cool before you ice them. Your little faces end up being kind of weird looking, but I think that's a new tradition that I can do right now. And hey, you can make the time to make a few cookies. And also sure. We give them as gifts. Like your mother is 95 years old and she loves the cookies. And, mm-hmm. you know, you give them to a few people and usually just relatives because they do look pretty sad, my cookies. But boy, people don't care. They just want to eat them. So there you go. So number nine, and I kind of have brought you into the fold of this. Every year, what movie do we watch every year?
The Family Man.
With Nicolas...
Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone.
And that probably, you know, if It's a Wonderful Life is on, I would watch that or Scrooge. I'd watch those ones. But this is one we watch. It just seems to be our movie, right, that we love to watch.
Yeah, you know, it's about that second chance. You know, a lot of times in life, one way or the other, you get another shot at something. Mm-hmm. And it also is great on values, you know, what's really important in life. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear all these stories of people that have so much money and yet they're just not happy. And you think, well, how can they not be happy? Look how much money they have. But again, you've got to see the movie.
It's one of those stories that you really have to see. And Christmas Vacation, so funny. I mean, we've
just
got that one.
Word of warning about that one, though. Please do not drink coffee while you're watching it, especially sitting, laying on your bed.
I remember that when you just started laughing out loud. And also the other thing is the Hallmark movies. Like, I know this sounds ridiculous, but we even watched half of a Hallmark movie last night, right?
Yeah, well, we watched a full one, and then we had to get some things done, so we ended up watching half of the next one. But, again, you know, I don't know what it is.
Sappy, but...
Is it that subconscious mind that's saying, you know, a simpler time where things weren't as complicated? Not saying things were better, per se, but what is it about those movies, you
know? Well, it's escapism. I mean, let's face it, if you turn on the news right now, you just go down the rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. There's so much drama. There's so much this person pitted against that person pitted against. Yeah. I mean, there's just, I mean, if you turn off the news and then you turn on a Hallmark movie, it's like you could breathe again. It's sappy. It's stupid. You know what's going to happen. Girl's going to meet guy. They're going to have a big fight and then they're going to get, you know what's going to happen. But still, you can escape for a couple of hours mm-hmm. and just realize that, they're really cute together, or they save the town because they save the toy company, or mm-hmm. or whatever the silly story was. But I think that's what we like. We just need to escape once in a while because there's just too much drama out there right now. And I think that mm-hmm. For us, I mean, I can't even believe I got you on a podcast saying that you watch Hallmark movies, because you always said to me, don't tell anybody I watch these. But it's good for you to relax with, right?
I think so. And you know, it's like I say, it's just a nice thing to watch. It's good to see good triumph over evil for a change.
Yeah. And talking about relaxing, that's our number 10.
Yeah.
We're at number 10 already, and it's called Just Relax.
Which is kind of ironic because, I mean, usually at this time of year, that's the last thing people end up doing.
Well, I did an Instagram post on this today, and I really wanted to put the message out there. And today is December the 10th. And I wanted to put out the message and say to everybody, schedule the rest of the month and say no to some of the things that don't serve your soul anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're volunteering and helping people and it really serves you and it's really amazing and you love it and that sort of thing, then yes, go for it. But you know what? If you have to go to another darn Christmas party with people that you can't stand, like you were talking about money and things like mm-hmm. that, well, you know, maybe these are people that they don't have the same values as you do, and you just go every year because it's a habit, don't go.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know what? Just say no this time. Here I am saying get glammed up, but get glammed up for things you want to go to. But just say no to the things that you don't. Spend the time with your loved ones. Spend the time with the people that you care about. And you know what? We shop. We do our our Christmas shopping on a Sunday at the malls, because everybody thinks that the malls close at 6, but they're actually open till 8. And man, there's nobody there. What we do is we just say, okay, you take these stores, I'll take these stores, and we're done. And then we just go off and have a hot toddy somewhere. So, you know, schedule it, plan it, but plan to be relaxed. And if you have to make cookies that are out of the frozen food section and they come in a tube, go for it. People will still love them when you give them as presents and eat them yourself. So, you know what? It's the time for a little joy to the world. It's a time for some peace on earth. Peace on earth, rather. And it's a time to keep it awesome.
Yeah, keep it awesome.